Hello and welcome to the program. We conclude today in our series in the book of Nehemiah, a Bible revival. Now, as we've said before, the revival takes place in chapter 8. Everything prior to that is a prelude to revival, which is an action serving as an introduction to something that is important. If we would like to see God work today, then we need to look at the prelude to what happened in the book of Nehemiah. We read in chapter 4, it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he said, well, good for them. They're doing a great work. No, that's not what it says here. He was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones of heaps of the rubbish which are burned? What do we learn from these two verses? We learn to expect opposition. If we're going to stand up and say in this age, I will do whatever is necessary for God to have a revival, if nowhere else within my own heart, or within my home, or within the church, expect opposition. We see here that first of all, it came to pass, Sanballat, he's the first one, and then he got someone to join with him. His name was Tobiah. And then the next thing we know, they picked up Geshem, and there was opposition. Now, we should not be surprised if we're going to do what the Bible says to do. The Bible says, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, the persecution at this point is simply verbal. What does Nehemiah do? He prays, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Nehemiah and these builders are doing what God wanted them to do. And so, Lord, they're trying to hinder what you want to do. I think the Lord likes this kind of praying as long as we're in good relationship with him. And so what was the result? So built we the wall. They prayed and they went to work. And the wall was joined together under the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Well, they gave up, right? No, the opposition increases. And so now we have Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabians, the Ammonites, the Ashdodites. They were very wroth. Well, they take action. Now, up to this point, it's just been talk. A lot of people talk. If you're going to do what the Lord tells you to do, then people are going to talk. When I first went into the ministry, I had an aunt that she was involved in her family in the ministry, and she gave me a poem entitled, People Will Talk. She said, someday you'll understand all about this. I think you should have this poem. Yeah, I understand all about that. If you're going to do something for Jesus Christ, somebody is going to criticize you, and usually it's among your own people. That's sad, but true. Well, we read here that their enemies, they conspired, all of them, together. They got together to come. Now they're going to have a confrontation to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. What was the response of God's people? Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. How many times we see in the New Testament Jesus said, watch and pray. Well, and then we get some discouragement from within. Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there's much rubbish, and we are not able to build the wall. And then there's our adversaries, and they're going to come and slay us and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places where ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. And so now the opposition is from within. Now, you get opposition from without, that's one thing. But once you get opposition from within your own group, now there's a problem. What was Nehemiah's response? Therefore, he said, "Said I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords," that's the word of God for us, "their spears and their bows." They have some things here to stand guard. And he said, "I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and the rulers and the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Snap out of it. Quit whining and start shining. Let's get to work here." And so the enemy's response says, "It came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone to his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears and the shields and the bows and the habergeons," that's a breastplate, "and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they which that bear burdens with those that laden every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon." Yep, expect opposition. "For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so build it." Once again, for you and I, the sword represents the word of God. "And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us." I like that. He's saying, look, we're separated. They're going to attack at one place or another. And so when you hear the trumpet, you guys get over here and give us a hand. And together, they said, together, we can do this together, knowing that our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and the half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time said I unto the people, let every one with his servants lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. See, they're serious about this situation. So we read in chapter 6, so the wall was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month, Elul, in 52 days. What a miracle. And so the great revival is underway when we get into chapter 7 and in chapter 8. How did it happen? Well, it says, so we labored in the work, so the wall was finished. We want revival? The prelude to revival is given to us in these first 7 chapters. A prelude is an action serving as an introduction to something important.